IOG. Bless the Lord, Threshing Floor Tabernacle. Welcome to Yahweh Night. I will not be before you long. Thank you. First, I want to give honor to God, who is truly the head of my life. I honor Apostle Killings and Pastor Lucia, our shepherds in this house who have watched over our souls. And I'm so grateful and appreciative of that. And for all of you, God's people, welcome tonight. And I do want to send out two special acknowledgments tonight. My mother is in the house with us on tonight. Amen. And I am truly grateful. And to my husband, my own priest of my home. Amen. Brother Finn. So, late last month, it was a Sunday night, and the Lord released digging wells to me. And when Apostle says, did you get anything? And I did get digging wells, but the Lord didn't tell me what that was, so I didn't share. But I've been before the Lord trying to understand about digging wells. So tonight we're going to go into the book of Genesis 26. I will not be very long at all. So Abraham had dug some wells. And so the question for us all tonight is, what's at our core? What's at the core of us? Our belief system. And what type of wells are we digging, or what are we digging for ourselves and for our lives? So there was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was of the days of Abraham. So Isaac comes along, and then there's a great famine. And I'm just going to skip down, like I said, for time's sake. If you have time, read Genesis 26 all the way through. But I'm going to start at we'll go to 14. Now, Isaac, we all know he was Abraham's son, so he had wealth, and he wanted to return to Egypt. And this is what the Lord is saying to me, that we cannot go back to the world when things happen in our lives and we become disappointed, we become frustrated. There's nothing in the world for us if we say that we are of God. And that was Isaac. He was a child of God. Amen. But because of his circumstance, things that he looked at in the natural, he was ready to go back to Egypt. And for us as the people of God, there is nothing in this world for us. And we have to remain on the side of God. And that has to be our stand. Because if it is not, these wells, you begin to breed contention, you begin to breed anger and hatred, and sometimes you think that it's going out, but you actually project what's within you. If you're jealous, one of these gates mean jealousy. The Philistines were so jealous of Isaac, and the Lord has, and I know we've heard this before, sometimes people will see greatness in you that you can't see yourself, and they are very jealous. And you think it's something wrong with you because maybe somebody don't want to be your friend. You don't need friends. You need brothers and sisters. Amen. In the Lord, people that can pray for you, people that can encourage you and build you up. So gate number, praise God. 14, for he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. For all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham, his father, the Philistines, had stopped them and filled them with earth. That's dirt. Now, you know somebody is jealous of you. You know they're going to slander you. They're going to speak ill on you. They're going to try and throw dirt at your name and try to discredit you. Amen. All it is jealousy, but we shouldn't get moved by people's jealousy. So then, and Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. That's what I was saying. Sometimes people see greatness in us that we don't see ourselves. And when they do, it's not for us to become prideful. We actually ought to thank God that God wants to use us here in the earth. And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley, if I mispronounce a word, please forgive me, of Gerar, and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water, which they had digged in the days of Abraham, his father. See how the Lord continues to remind us that he's done things for us in the past. If he's done it before, he will surely do it again. If I was listening, I was standing outside with my mother, and as the welcome was going forth and everything that was being released from Minister Killings and then from Minister Posada speaking about enlarging our territory, and the Lord wants to pour into us, the question is, what's at our core? What type of well are we digging? Are we digging strife and contention? Verse 21, and they digged another well and strove for that also, and he called the name of it Sitnah, S-I-T-N-A-H. That's the accuser. That's hatred. You know who hates you because he knows who you are. We have to know whose we are. We have to know who we are. If we say, I'm a child of the king, then conduct ourselves as royalty. Not like I'm better than, but just I know exactly who I am. And there's nothing wrong with that. Verse 22 gets us to the enlargement. And he removed from thence and digged another well, and for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth, and said, for now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. Multiplication. Wealth, it's all coming for us. When I was reading this and studying this, all I kept hearing, Apostle, the camels are coming. The camels are coming. And the camels, they are loaded down, but they don't stop moving. They keep moving. Yes, that we're talking about us, but look what they're bringing with them. The Lord said that we will not have any broke parishioners to come through this place because God has wealth on his mind for Threshing Floor Tabernacle. Amen. Praise God. What we have to do is focus on the water, the Lord, the spring, and not the dirt. We can't look at the circumstance and the situation. We just got to keep our eyes stayed on Jesus. We need our perfect peace. Don't allow ourselves to become distracted and pay attention to the wrong, but stay on the side of the right, which is the righteous God. Amen? The well represents a real well. If you went out and got in the well, provision and life. Because a well provides drink and life and source for an entire community. If you ever wonder how the Amish survive, it's for an entire community. And we are the Lord's earthen vessels. We have the Holy Ghost in us. We are to impact our family. We are to impact our jobs, our city, this region, this nation, this state. I don't care what flag the governor put on the Capitol. We can move this state for the glory of God. Amen? Amen. And of course, James 4. If you knew who it was asking you for drink, you would never be thirsty again. We have to continue to allow the Holy Ghost of God to refill us constantly, continuously. This is a relationship. Amen? It is a true relationship, and my time is up. That's all I'm going to share with you tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Oliver. Thank you all for your time, and please welcome up Minister Killings. My time is right. Thank you. It feels so good when you look and you see your spiritual papa, and he's like, amen. I just want to share that. Come on, Minister Killings.
Glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Let's give God praise. Glory for the word. Hallelujah. And And praise God, it may have been a brief word, but it was impactful in terms of understanding who we are, the position that we're in. The enemy, you know, tried to put dirt and cover up those wells, hallelujah, but Isaac went and dug them back up. There's richness. There's something that's happening in this house, hallelujah. Rivers of living water that are flowing out of this house. So let's just receive once again. It's that attentiveness to the word of God, hallelujah, that we really want to give to as the word of God is being spoken, knowing that it's for us, hallelujah. That the servant, the vessel that God used tonight, Sister Shanice, that his spirit was speaking to us that were gathered here tonight that came out for Yahweh night, that word was for us. Hallelujah. If you believe that word was for you, just give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that there's wells that are being dug up. Hallelujah, that we're not going to be overflowing with any hatred, any contention, any strife. But hallelujah, we're bubbling up with the Spirit of God, the fruit of the Spirit. We're digging up ancient wells, even in this land right now. Hallelujah, that the will of God would be accomplished. Amen. Glory to God. So we do want to even give God more praise for some praise reports. Hallelujah, that were shared. And so the first one is from Brother Sean Bentley. It says, glory to God. My mom had an interview for a job with the county, and I prayed, and glory to God, she got the job. Hallelujah. Glory. So we rejoice with you, Brother Sean. Hallelujah. God continues to provide for his people. It's spoken every time that we lift up tithes and offering about jobs, raises, incentives, promotions, unexpected income, hallelujah, that the Lord will continue to pour into the lives of his people. So we rejoice for the provision for your family, Brother Sean, hallelujah, glory. Now we have a testimony for healing, two of them, glory. This one's from Brother Oliver, and it says, Mr. Oliver wasn't feeling well on Wednesday, but came to service anyways. Glory. Determination to press, hallelujah, through the crowd to get a touch, hallelujah, of what he needed. Glory. And it says, during praise, he felt good and strong and started dancing and ran around the tabernacle. Hallelujah. Glory. Being rejuvenated. Hallelujah. The renewing of strength. We rejoice with you, Brother Oliver. Glory to God. Healing is in the house. Glory to God. I know the man of God always shares it with us. Don't let a headache or a head cold keep you from the presence of God or from coming into the house of God, because exactly what you need is right here in the presence of God. And be around those who will believe with you for your healing and for your breakthrough. Glory. So the last one is from Sister Nicole. Says, Sister Nicole sent Pastor Lucia a text yesterday at 8:15 p.m., to pray for her. Migraine, nausea, extremely nauseous, severe heartburn. So that was at 8:15. And it says at 9:23 p.m., a text came over saying that she felt better, no shaking, no nausea, headache was gone, and that she could walk. Glory to God. Glory. We rejoice. Father, we thank you for your healing power that has been released. We thank you that healing is the children's bread. Jesus, we thank you that by your stripes we are healed. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that there's no good thing that you will withhold from us. But Father, you are releasing, Father, into the lives of your sons and daughters as we activate, as we live by faith. Father, we thank you that nothing is impossible. We pray that you continue to heal, you continue to deliver, you continue to stir up, you continue to provide, you continue to bless, Father, and we will give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So before we close out, we do want to thank our guests for coming. And so we have, is it Trina and Tiana? Trina and Tiana Curry. Glory to God. Let's give them a welcome, glory. And they were invited by Sister Kelechi. So, Sister Kelechi, we thank you for going out there and bringing them in, hallelujah, compelling them to come into the house of God, that his house may be filled. Glory to God, and we pray that you were blessed for coming out tonight. We pray that you receive the word of God that came forth. If there's any questions that you have about the ministry that's gone forth or even just about anything that you may have heard tonight, Feel free to come up afterwards. We'd love for you to meet our apostle and our pastor of the house as well. We're excited. This is our heart's desire to see the house of God filled and to see the glory of God revealed in our community, in our city, in our state, and in this nation. So we thank you for coming out. We pray that you receive, that you were blessed. If you have any prayer requests, we love to pray with you even after service, because we know that our God is a God of miracles. We know he's a God of breakthrough. We know that he's a God that hears prayers. He hears the calls of the righteous. And we just know that if we come in agreement, that anything we touch and agree upon, our God will move upon. So if there's anything that you need, we love to come in agreement with you after service. Amen. Glory to God. Can we give God one more hand of praise? Glory. Glory. He continues to pour out in our midst. He continues to release without measure in our midst. And it's something that we just got to continue to cultivate. It's something that we got to continue to develop even within us when we leave this place. It was spoken even this past Wednesday about holy visitation from angels, that God is going to continue to speak to us in this time and hour, because God's going to warn his people about what's to come. Hallelujah. And the man of God even spoke it that as for us, and it was spoken even by Minister Posada tonight, hallelujah, that we don't have anything to fear about our future. Hallelujah, that it's bright for those who are in Christ, that it's going to get better for those who are in Christ. But we want to make sure that we continue to proclaim the message, because those who are lost and without hope, who have not received the message, hallelujah, we don't want to see them go through suffering. We don't want to see them go through pain. But we want, just like the Father's will is that none would perish, but we want all to come to repentance. We want all to come into the faith. We want all to come into the family of God, that they can be partakers of the blessing. Amen. Glory to God. It's a good thing that's happening in the house. It's a good thing of what God is doing in the earth. He's continuing to pour out, and he's continuing to strengthen us. And as we get ready to part tonight, the man of God spoke this even as we were having a conversation at his birthday celebration. Hallelujah. But the fact that we're here in this hour right now at this time with all that may be going on, but God has confidence in us. Hallelujah. He has confidence in us. Hallelujah. With what we have received. Hallelujah. Who much is given, much is required. But all that we've received, hallelujah, there's something that's going to transpire and take place, and it's all for the glory of God. So we just make sure we hold on, continue to contend for the faith, continue to stay encouraged, continue to come into the house, continue to release what you received into those who are around you, and let's continue to bear fruit for the glory of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So Father, we just thank you, Father, for all that you have done tonight. Father, we thank you for your goodness, Father. We thank you for your mercy, Father. We thank you, Lord God, because you continue to shower us every time we come into this house. Father, we thank you for the word that came from your servant, Sister Shanice. Father, we thank you for the wells that are being dug up, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that, Father, in our core, in our heart, Father, Lord God, that our heart's desire is to serve you, to love you, to know you more intimately, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that the fruit of the Spirit is being born in the lives of your people, Father, that there will be no root of bitterness. There will be no hatred. There will be no resentment, Father. But Father, Lord God, the kingdom, Lord God, is within us. We declare righteousness. We declare peace. We declare joy in the Holy Ghost, for that is the kingdom of God. So Father, we thank you for the guests that came out tonight. We thank you for Trina. We thank you for Tiana Curry, Father. We pray that you would bless them for coming out tonight, Father. We thank you for Sister Kelechi for inviting them out, Father. Continue to stir her up to win her generation, Father, that your hand is on her. She is marked, Father, to win a generation unto you. Father, we pray the blessing, Lord God, over our guests tonight, Father, that whatever need they have, Father, that it shall be met in the name of Jesus. We speak healing in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for their families, Lord God, and we pray that there will be turnaround, Lord God, in their families. You know their very heart's desire, and Father, we pray that you would give it unto them, and Father, that they would come to know you as the only true and living God, to put all of their trust and their hope and confidence in you, for you will never put them to shame. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the family of TFT. We thank you, Lord God, for Apostle Henry Killings and Pastor Lucia. We thank you for the leadership of the house. We thank you for the word, Lord God, that is spoken in the house. We thank you for their stance of faith. We thank you that what's on the head is flowing down to the body. We thank you that this is a powerhouse, O oh God. A house, Lord God, that is shining brightly in the darkness. A house, Lord God, that is speaking the truth of your word, Father, and that is living by your word and standing on your word. So, Father, we bless you. And, Father, we pray that as we leave this place tonight, Father, we know that we don't leave or depart from your presence. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you are with us everywhere that we go. Father, we thank you that wealth, Lord God, and prosperity, Lord God, is in our homes and in our possession. Father, we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you that we are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. We thank you that we are blessed, Father, because, Lord God, you have set your favor. You have set your love on us, Father, and we continue to walk in it. We embrace our identity in you. We embrace what you are doing in the house. We embrace, Lord God, the entirety of your word. Father, we thank you for the freedom and liberty that we have in you. Oh, Father, so we just thank you and we give you praise. See us all safely as we depart from this place tonight until we come together again. Father, we thank you. We give you praise, Father, and we call it done in the name of Jesus. And let the people of God say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Have a blessed night tonight. And there are refreshments in the MP room. We welcome you all to go down. There's pizza, there's refreshments, and definitely have some time of fellowship and just continue just to talk about the good things that God is doing in our midst and in our lives and just encourage one another. Amen. Glory to God. So you can be free to go down to the MP room, and we'll see everybody again when we gather together in the house. And I know tomorrow, Brother Kwame will be leading the E-team out as well as special ops tomorrow night, so we can release what we've received tonight, release on the city where we continue to get in the house and see a harvest of souls come in. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.